Hiya, gamers, to another show of the Daily Days Too Many Games podcast, the weekly talk that delivers everything new and retro about video games. I am your tireless host, Mr. Picario, here today to get a little philosophical and discuss that intangible quality in games known as timelessness. Indeed, when evaluating the tens of thousands of games that have come and gone over the past 50 years, we tend to analyze the most obvious and specific elements of a given title. You know, things like a game's play control, graphics, music and sound, storyline, not to mention its overall originality and appeal. But while we do this, we tend to overlook the most important quality a game must contain to be enjoyed years later. And that is, again, a game's intrinsic timelessness. That magical ingredient or ingredients that make a game still fun to play today despite being generations old. Some titles simply defy time itself. Pac-Man, Super Mario Bros., Doom, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, these among others still draw audiences today as if they are the embodiments of a phantom fountain of youth, immune to the poison and soilage of age. So what then makes a game, quote, timeless? Naturally, all the basic pieces have to fit, from intuitive mechanics to tight controls. But even then, some of the best games seem to break at least some of these rules. People, for instance, still love the original Sonic the Hedgehog, despite some questionable controls there. Graphics-wise, the original Super Mario Bros. Fares no better, but again, no one really minds. And then there's Baldur's Gate, which is a title that's not exactly accessible to all audiences, but it's still beloved as a classic RPG all the same. Sometimes a game just does everything right on paper, but still seems to lose some of its flavor and pizzazz with age, while others have noticeable problems from the start, yet they attain classic status over time, even becoming coveted and fought over by collectors. Banjo-Kazooie, for instance, was scored a fantastic 9.6 on gaming website IGN back in the day. But if judged by today's standards, does the game really deserve that same shining score? Now, let's take Zelda The Ocarina of Time, which came out around the same period. It's not perfect, with a sluggish frame rate, inconsistent visuals, and a merely passable story, yet it was so revolutionary for its time in all other matters, it became more than the sum of its parts, earning praise and perfect scores that most still uphold even today. In other words, Banjo is now merely good, while Ocarina is still considered great, even though Banjo actually does some things better. And why is that? Again, it's that hard-to-define element known as timelessness. Let's take some other examples. Mortal Kombat 2 was deemed a nearly impeccable fighter in its day. Now, it seems kinda stiff and bland. Conversely, though, Street Fighter II Turbo is still considered the creme de la creme of fighters of the classical style, despite being released around the same time. Then there's the original Resident Evil, acclaimed in its day for jump-starting the survival horror genre. It received numerous accolades and awards, but today, with its clunky controls, awkward combat, and B-movie storytelling, most objective observers would be hard-pressed to give it more than a merely passing score. And sometimes, it's sheer charm alone that grants a game its immortal status, as seen with 1998's Mega Man Legends. Even for its time, the game suffered from an ungainly camera and imprecise combat, but the story was so clever and the characters so endearing, it didn't matter. Again, Legends is a game able to transcend its own flaws. Mario 64 is similar. Today, that stubborn, topsy-turvy camera can be a real nuisance, but Mario's first 3D adventure is so compelling anyway, players are simply compelled to forgive its sloppier aspects for that pleasure of bounding within Mario's fanciful world. I will say this though, beyond intuitive gameplay, balanced challenge and mechanics, timelessness does seem to favor simplicity. That pick-up-and-play mentality, the easy-to-learn, difficult-to-master infectious quality seen so often in the Golden Age, from Pong to Pac-Man to perhaps the most transcendent title of them all, Tetris. If there's one game destined to endure through any age, it's this one. Why? Because it's pure achievement. Its gameplay, compulsion, addiction, conundrum, and intuition all compressed into a perfect, peerless, pure, and powerful form. Anyone can understand Tetris in seconds, yet spend epochs of time mastering its intricacies. But just as important, it's highly adaptable. A game so simple, it can run on any device with the most rudimentary of graphics and sound, from calculators and Game Boys to PS4 Pros. And the beauty is that no one minds. The game doesn't need to be anything more than it already is. Able to run in ASCII and HD graphics alike, sound or no sound. Indeed, Tetris is the very essence of gameplay, an ever-adapting brain teaser reduced to its most elementary, barest form. In other words, Tetris is as good today as it ever was, a truly timeless enterprise resistant to changing tastes and expectation, because really, it's almost literally the very building blocks of gaming itself, the very components and gears. It's like a clock or a watch. Someone can come and build a new watch face for that watch or a new facade for that clock to change its appearance, but they will likely leave the clockwork alone because, really, the clockwork is the watch or the infrastructure, if you will. Now, Tetris is essentially the clockwork of gaming, the theory of gaming made visible and real. The graphics, presentation, sound, they're all secondary, almost irrelevant, just like how a game of chess remains compelling, whether played on a $5 board bought at Walmart or a $500 one plated in gold. But what about more modern games? Will so-called new classics like Half-Life 2, The Last of Us, Mass Effect 2 and 3, Ratchet and Clank, Minecraft, and others also withstand the test of time even 10 years down the road? Likewise, how about smaller fare like Shovel Knight, Stardew Valley, or Undertale? Will these be regarded with the same esteem they enjoy today? Will these indie hits become even more celebrated than their big-budget brethren? So truly, timelessness is what every game needs, what every developer seeks to achieve. Like the human soul, it's tough to define, but still an invaluable power. What games then would you say are truly timeless? And before I go, I just want to wish everyone out there a happy new year, a happy 2018. I figured talking about timelessness today, whatever that is exactly, was perfect considering we are about to venture into the next year. So again, thanks for listening everyone, and this is Mr. Picario signing off for now.